Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, are you guys ready to jump into the word today? Man, I know I am. I'm really excited about today. We're beginning a new series, and it is entitled Faith Supplements. And we're going to be looking at ingredients for a godly life. You know, it's important for us to identify what is on the inside of us. You know, springtime is a great time to start things new. You know, Pastor Ron, you know, I said that a few times, you know, and that's always stuck with me. You know, springtime, you know, offers an opportunity to do something new. It's, you know, it's an opportunity for, you know, for something fresh. You know, Melinda and I are looking at starting a new project. You know, we're excited about that. But, you know, it also gave an opportunity for me to start something new for myself. And one of the things that I've been wanting to do is to grow in my personal health. You know, that's one of the things that I really wanted to pay attention to. Because just because I look healthy on the outside, which I like to think I do, it doesn't mean that you're always healthy on the inside. And so, you know, I've realized, and I wanted to pay attention to what is going on the inside of my body. And so one of the things that I've decided to do is to take some vitamins, you know. I'm going to start taking vitamins and, you know, and looking at, you know, paying attention to make sure that I'm getting what I need is one of the steps that I'm looking forward to taking and actually began yesterday. And my goal, again, is to grow my health throughout the entire year and to go from there. Now, whether it be vitamins, minerals, herbs, whatever it may be, supplements are something that we are aware of and they are very important as they help maintain and even increase our nutrition in every areas, you know, the different areas of our life. And now we don't take supplements in order for us to necessarily to give us what we need, because God has already created our bodies to give us what we need. However, there are times where we are lacking or we're just needing an extra boost. So we take supplements. And it's a great way to give us what we need. And at the same time, you know, while we're taking supplements, we can't, you know, we have to watch, you know, what we put in our, you know, life, of course. You know, I mean, you know, you can't be, you know, I can't take supplements and at the same time be eating junk food every day and expect myself to you know, to be good. You know, nobody can. You know, it's our responsibility. It's my responsibility to ensure that I'm also taking care of myself. And those supplements are going to boost my nutrition. They're going to give me what I need. And just like we should watch our bodily nutrition, our bodily health, our spiritual health is just as important. In fact, many times it may be more important. And like daily vitamins, there are spiritual supplements that we can add to our life, that the Word of God reveals that we can add to our life to take every day to help boost our faith, to help boost our walk with Jesus. You know, because God has already given us everything on the inside of us, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So it's not like we're lacking anything per se, but there are times in our life where we need a boost to help increase our health, our spiritual health, and also to help us to be even more productive. You know, sometimes it's not even that we're not, you know, it's not that we're not healthy Christians. It means that we can be even more productive, that we can grow in our life. And I imagine, you know, I'm only 35 years old, and you know, I've been walking with Jesus for almost 20 years now. And in my walk with, I'm sorry, almost 30 years now, excuse me. And, no, 20, excuse me, my bad. I couldn't do math for a second. My bad. For just about 20 years, and even now, I want to grow closer to Jesus today more than I did then. And I imagine that no matter how old we get, how long we walk with Jesus, we all want to get closer to him. That's a desire that we all have. We all want that for our life. We all want more. We want to do more. We want to be more effective. We all want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," when we enter into his kingdom. These are things that we desire. In fact, you know, I've come across quite a few young people who have let me know that, listen, they're in a part of their life right now where they are wanting to take another step. They're wanting to get closer to God. They're wanting to do everything they can to get closer to him. That's a desire. We all have that. And the Bible reveals how we can do so. And it's through some daily supplements, things that we can add to our life to help boost and to grow our spiritual health, to help us to be strong, healthy Christians. Now, today, we're going to be in 2 Peter chapter 1. And Peter reveals to the church that he's writing to and through the Holy Spirit to us today as well, some supplements that we can take. However, there is a step that we have to take, that we have to assure that just as it is our responsibility to maintain our bodily health, to make sure that we are doing the very basic things, similarly, we too also have to ensure that we are maintaining our spiritual health. Because at the end of the day, it is our responsibility to maintain our relationship with God. It's a personal responsibility. And I look forward to seeing my daughter Naomi, who loves Jesus, you know, but she's still under that umbrella of her parents. And there's going to be a day where it becomes very personal to her, where that responsibility is going to be something that she really takes on her own to walk that out. And she's taking her steps. But I look forward to that for all of my children. Because at the end of the day, it is our responsibility. You know, we all have that internal struggle of doing what is right versus doing what we know to be wrong. And the amazing thing is that we all have a desire. We have that desire to draw closer to him. So when we're looking and trying to ensure that we are growing closer to him, how do we do it? 2 Peter reveals that very thing. And so we're going to look at that first, and then it's going to reveal to us those supplements. So let's go ahead, 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to begin in verse 3. We're going to take it verse by verse. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he says this: "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life." Well, that's really cool. It says his divine power, which, by the way, is the same power that created the heavens and the earth. It's the same divine power that sustains our universe, that sustains the planets in our solar system, and all the countless galaxies that are in our universe. It is the same power that put breath in your lungs to make you a living and breathing being. It's the same power that saved your soul and that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. It's a divine power that belongs to God alone. And it says that his divine power has given us all that we need to live a godly life. Now, I would describe a godly life as one that meaning to be pleased with God and to be pleasing to God. Living a godly life is to be pleased with God, that he is enough for me, that I don't have to go outside of his will to bring joy to my life. But even more, and even more importantly, that I am pleasing to God, that my life is pleasing to him. That is what a godly life looks like, which is where we all want to be. And it's a desire and a contentment to be pleased with him and an internal drive to please God. And it says that he has not given us some things, not most things, but it says that he has given us everything. He's given us everything we need to live a godly life. And not only that, it says that he gives us the desire. The Word of God tells us in Philippians chapter 2, he gives us the desire that we have to draw closer to God, that comes from him. It says in verse 13, Philippians 2, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. He gives us the desire to please him, but he also gives us the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to do the very thing that it takes to please him. He gives us everything. He gives us all that we need. So, where is it? Where do we find all that we need? Well, it continues in verse 3. It says, through our knowledge of him. His divine power has given us everything we need for godliness through our knowledge of him. It is through our knowledge of him. Now, this isn't just talking about a head knowledge, okay? It's not just having a head knowledge. You know, there's a lot of people who know about Jesus, but it's not the same thing as knowing Jesus. Can I get an amen? You know, a lot of people know a lot about something. I know about guns, shotguns. You know, I had a good time. But there's a lot of people, okay, Jake Porter, who really understands safety and all the things that it takes when it comes to a skeet shoot. You know, he really knows. You know, some people know, things, you know, we all know some things, but it's completely different from knowing something. Whenever you are doing it, whenever you are walking it out, whenever you live it, it's one thing to know something with our head, but that's not what he's talking about. It's a knowing, something that we live through our knowledge of him. It is through our knowledge of Jesus Christ, but not just our head knowledge, it's a heart knowledge, and it's not just the it's not the same thing as just knowing him. Everything we need to draw closer is found in our relationship with Jesus Christ, and we know him more through the Word of God. His Word reveals who he is. If we want to draw closer to Jesus, we get to the Word, because the Word of God, we find all that we need, everything we need for a godly life is found in the Word of God. It's found in his Word. And he continues through our knowledge of him, and he says, who has called us by his own glory and goodness. You know, we are born again today not because we found God, but because he called us to him. He beckoned us to him. He drew us to him. Anybody remember that moment whenever you began to feel that tug on your life? Anybody remember that? I can still remember, you know, mine lasted a while before I really, you know, really responded to God. But I remember God pulling me towards him. It's his call. He is calling us to him. But it doesn't stop at salvation. He continues to call us to him. He continues to draw us according to his purpose and his plan and his glory. He is wooing us and drawing us to grow even closer to him. Praise God. There is a spiritual tug on our hearts where he is drawing us closer to him. We are called by his own glory and his goodness. And it says, talking about these, talking about understanding our everything that God has given us for a godly life is found in our knowledge of him, found in the Word of God. It says this, that through these, he has given us very great and precious promises. This is where we find the meat of it. We talk about, how can I grow closer to God? How can I take that next step? It's found in his promises. His very great and precious promises is what the Word says. He's given us everything, and it's found in his Word in capsules, in promises, in seeds. And these are not promises that we may make to someone else or that someone may make to you. You know, there are things that we sometimes struggle really trusting when someone gives us a promise because, you know, we go ahead and we make those backup plans just in case, you know, because we're just not 100% sure. But this is not a promise that is man-made. It's not a promise between you and I. It's a promise from the God of the universe. His promise. We can trust his promises. We can trust in him. It's not the same. It's not the same thing. We can trust in his great promises. You see, these promises are declarations of certainty. Declarations of certainty that we can be sure. They are promises of eternal currency, one that we can bank on, that we can trust in, because they are his promises, God's promises. And because they are, because it's from him, they are reliable. We can trust in his word. And just as the sun is rising tomorrow, God is just as reliable. We can trust in his promises. And it says that they are precious. God's word is precious. The promises that he gives us, they are precious. They are meant to be held on to dearly, to be held on to our, held on close to our hearts. It's what Psalms 119 says in verse 11. He says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. His promises become ones that we draw and we hold on to that we can be sure of. We can be sure of. His word is precious and it has the power to release our God-hidden potential that is in us. And that is found in this next verse, that God-hidden potential. What is that? It's found in this verse. It says, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature. It's pretty cool that God allows us to participate, to be a part of his nature, that we become like him. They give us access to participate in the divine nature, which meaning it means to be like him, to help us to grow and to be like him, which we first see that when we come to Christ, we were born again. We were born again before we were far from God and we became near. We were in the darkness, then we were brought to the light. We were dead, and now we are made alive. He made us like him. He changed our nature, put his spirit on the inside of us, and his divine nature is on the inside of us. We become like him, but it doesn't stop there. Every day we have an opportunity to draw closer to him and become more like Jesus, to grow and to participate in the divine nature, in his nature, revealing our God-hidden potential. God has a calling and a purpose for your life. And as we draw closer to him, and we allow God to draw it out, then we will accomplish all that he has called us to do. Amen. And many of you, you are walking that very thing out because you're allowing God to draw that very thing that he has already placed inside of you, that God-hidden potential. It's found in the divine nature as we draw closer to him. Ephesians 40 reminds us that we put on the new man. And we are not our own workmanship, but his that is created in Christ Jesus for good works. So he gives us opportunity to participate in the divine nature. And it says this, continuing in verse 4, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Peter is saying here that the greater goal, the greater result of us being made more like Jesus is we escape those evil desires that we are trying so hard to keep away, that we're trying so hard to keep at bay, that when we draw closer to him, it the corruption of those evil desires that are sitting at our doorstep trying to overtake us and empower us, it says that we are able to escape it. We're able to escape those very things that are trying to grab a hold of us. But it's only through God's power, revealed in the divine nature, that we are called to walk in. Only God has the power to deliver us from the power of sin and the lull, that draw of the devil, who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy our life. The devil, he is our enemy, and he wants us to sin. He is at our doorstep looking for opportunity to draw us away from God so we can fall into a trap. And he wants to keep us there so that we're not able to get outside and continue to draw forward and accomplish what God has called us to do. He wants us to be entrapped. However, whenever we can allow God to live on the inside of us and we allow ourselves to become more like him, it allows us to escape those very traps that are set for us. He's trying real hard, but man, when we walk by the Spirit, it's like when Jesus walked on water, we just walk over those traps. You're able to, and you can see it. You can see it coming, and you're able to avoid those very things that the devil is trying to ensnare us in. But it comes by walking in the divine nature, becoming more like Jesus. His goal is to draw us away from God, but he can't do it if we're walking with Jesus. He can't do it if we're already walking with him. And that is exactly what we want. Every believer, in fact, I think every person on the inside wants to draw closer to God, whether they realize it or not. As Christians, we all want to draw closer to him. And he has given us everything we need to do it. All we have to do is to take that step, to take those steps, to walk with him, so that we can participate in that divine nature that he has made available to you and me, so that we can draw closer to him, that every day we look more like him, and every day we look further, we move further and further and further away from those evil desires that are trying to ensnare us. This is what a faith walk looks like. As I said, we're beginning a new series talking about faith supplements. And as we maintain our relationship with Jesus, there are some things, some spiritual supplements that we can add to our life to help make us even more healthy, to make us even more effective. And we find them in verses 5 through 7. Let's read it real fast. Read it real fast. It says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. To goodness, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To persevere, godliness. From godliness, mutual affection. And in mutual affection, we add love." Seven things for us to add to our faith, to add to our walk with Jesus. And look at what it says. It says, "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure," meaning that we continue to add them, we continue to walk in these things, it says that they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. You know, we all want to be productive in every area of our life. The things that are important to us. My wife knows I'm still learning to be productive and effective in the kitchen. You know, I get the job done, but it looks like a tornado went through the house. You know, I'm still working on being more effective in my cooking skills. Okay, the food tastes great. Okay, the food tastes awesome. I just got to work on the other parts. We all want to grow to be more effective and more productive, but even more in our relationship with Jesus and what he has called us to do, to accomplish the very call, the very thing that he's put on the inside of us. It says that if we can add these things in increasing measure, we can continue to add these supplements to our life, we will be effective and productive for the kingdom of God, for what God has called us to do. Amen. In our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our relationship with him, daily vitamins that we can add to our faith walk. You know, the worst thing that can happen for us as believers on this side of heaven, I believe, is to be ineffective and unproductive in our relationship with God and what he has called us to do. These things, adding them to our life, allow us to do that, to be effective. And he continues in verse 9, he says, but whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. It sounds like these are essential. You know, I've been going a long time without taking vitamins and supplements, and I can, you know, I'm starting to feel it now. You know, I need to add supplements to my body, to my life, so that I can be more healthy. So that I can be healthy. And similarly, it's important for us to supplement our faith with the very things that'll boost it, that'll strengthen it, so that we can be effective for Jesus. Amen? So, until then, next week, we're going to begin that of this very series. But until then, let us focus on our daily consumption of the Word of God in our life, ensuring that we are locating and identifying the promises, the very things that God has made available, so that we can grow closer to him, so that we can have a godly life. He's given us everything, not some things, not even most things. He's given us everything, and we find it in his word. And that is our very first takeaway. Number one is that we have everything we need for a godly life. Everything. He has given us everything we need for a godly life. Praise God. Not only does he give us the tools, he gives us the desire. The fact that we want to please Jesus, the fact that we want to draw closer, and that comes from God himself. He gives us the tools, he gives us desire, he also gives us the ability, the power through his spirit to accomplish the things that he's called us to. Amen. Man, he has given us everything. We are ready to go. We have all that we need. Takeaway two is that everything we need is found in God's word. It's found in his word through very precious promises. He has precious promises that are meant for us to hold on to dearly, knowing that he will accomplish his word. He will do what he said that he will do. All we have to do is walk them out. All we have to do is follow the instructions, and we will see those things, those very things come true in our life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody can testify of what God has done through doing this very thing of just following his word. His word is true. We can stand in it. We can walk on it. And he gives us very precious promises. All we have to do is take access to it. Because number three, it is our responsibility to maintain our relationship with God. It is our responsibility. One of the things I'm so thankful for the youth pastor that I had, because this was one of the things that he made very clear to us as young people. While we came to church on Wednesday nights, he made sure that we had the notes to go home. He gave us the scriptures to go home to ensure that we too were feeding ourselves, because it was our responsibility. It is our walk. It is my walk with Jesus. And he is the one that I'm walking with. He is the one that he has called us to. And when we walk with him, he will ensure that we will accomplish all that he has called us to. But it's our responsibility, because he's given us everything. It's our job to take the step. It's our job to take the tools. It's our job to act on that desire. He gives us the desire. Let's take that step. I want to encourage you this week, and I don't mean to say that we're not. I know that many of us here who have been walking with Jesus for a long time, you've been doing this. But we all have a desire to continue to grow closer to Jesus. Amen. We all have that desire. Let us continue. Let us dive into his word so that we can draw closer to him. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have given us everything that we need. And Lord, I pray, God, that as we dive into your word, God, and we add these very things, these very great and precious promises that you have made available to us, Father, I pray, God, that as we add these things to our life, Father, God, that we will see our relationship with you grow. God, that we will have that desire that we have to grow closer to you, God, that it will be filled, Lord, as we dive into your word and we spend time with you, Father. And God, as we do that, Lord, I pray, God, we will begin to add week by week, day by day, God, the vitamins, God, the spiritual vitamins, the spiritual supplements, God, that you have made available to us to boost our faith. God, that we would be effective and productive for you, Lord. That is our desire, God, Lord, to be pleasing to you, God, to live a godly life. And Lord, you've given us everything, Father. Lord, I pray that as we do these very things, God, that we will be a light, God. Lord God, not only to unbelievers, but God, also to believers who are looking to do the same thing. Lord, thank you and help us, Father God, as we walk in our spiritual walk to please you. In Jesus' name, if you believe that and receive that, say amen, amen, and amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.